You will have 2 minutes to respond to every point we make. Then it will be our turn to speak. We will speak for as long as necessary because this is a Q&A. Just like your stream, I was respecting your time. It was five of you and you were all speaking and I was responding in my little time to that. So you will have fair time. We will not interject. What we request from you is, Brother Ahmed, my brother in humanity, that you need to stick to the topic. The topic today is false prophecies. So we have raised a question, and if you have a response, please do put it forward. We have given references that Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani said that after his advent as the promised Messiah, he will live for 40 years. So now, over to you. Your 2 minutes start now.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وعلى عبده المسيح الموعود أما بعد. So as I was mentioning, whenever you guys start your streams with any allegation or probably something, what you tend to forget is the fact that you're representing Islam here. And when you're representing Islam, you need to explain from Islam what are the usul with regards to prophecies. This is not a prophecy. The prophecy that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ received was 80 hawlan aw qareeban min dhalik. That 80 years or thereabout. Here the Promised Messiah has quoted a hadith, and underneath he says, it appears that the tenure of my mission will extend to 40 years, and it is Allah who knows best. It is Allah who knows best. So we have to conclusively study where else the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken about his age, and what has he said with regards to it. But before that, the most important thing is the usul of prophecies. And it's interesting that Adnan, whenever he starts his stream, he mentions all these verses, but he never discusses the usul from the Quran. You're meant to be representing Islam here. So I think I have to sort of teach you today. And I'm going to ask you a few questions, and please reply to them as well, as it is also a Q&A. There are two types of prophecies in the Quran known as Wada and Wa'id. Wada, Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيَادِ, that Allah the Almighty does not go against his wada, his promise. With regards to wa'id, Allah the Almighty states, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it's quoted, وَإِنْ يَكُ صَادِقًا يُصِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ, that if this prophet is true, then some of that which he promises you will come true. And I'm going to ask Brother Adnan and Brother Muhammad Imtiaz, why Allah the Almighty has used ba'd here and not kul? Okay, moving forward. Now, some prophecies regarding promises are meant to be fulfilled in the lifetime of the prophet. Just as we know, Allah told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wallahu yasimuka minan nas." Then there are others where Allah the Almighty told him, "Huwallazi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa dinil haqqi liyudhhirahu 'ala ad-din kulli." That Allah the Almighty has sent this messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he may cause it to prevail over all religions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us in Sunan Abi Dawud, "Wa yuhliku Allahu fi zamanihi al-milala kullaha illa al-Islam." That Allah will perish all religions except Islam. So I have a simple question, and I'm replying to that is, was this prophecy fulfilled in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that all of religions, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism that we see in today's world, were they all perished, or was there another understanding given by Mufassireen? Okay, moving forward. We also...
Your time is up.
Okay, yes. I'll listen to your reply.
Okay. Okay, so I'll quickly say what I have to say, and then Brother Imtiaz can come in. Okay, when we pose a question about Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani's to the Ahmadis, they have to understand that they cannot come back to us with responses like this, the one you have come with. You start
Brother
talking
Hashim,
about Rasul.
Sorry to interject. Can you see the time of 2 minutes? Two minutes, please.
No. It's not 2 minutes from our side. No. Okay. Wait.
Okay.
This is our stream, and we are answering questions. All Ahmadis are welcome. All, including yourself. All
Brother
Ahmadis
Adnan,
are welcome.
Did we give you 2 minutes? Just asking.
Okay. Can you mute?
See, Ahmed, you're already interjecting, man.
I'm asking.
Can you mute question? Ahmed?
After he finishes, you can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Brother Hashim, mute him. Mute him.
No,
mute
it's okay. He'll be respectful. Go on, Ahmed.
No.
Just be respectful because the thing
fine.
Is,
yeah,
you're breaking the flow that Brother Adnan has already
said. Yeah, Brother Hashim. Brother Hashim, mute him. Please.
Okay, he's muted now. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Mute him, please. Now, the reason why I asked Brother Hashim to mute him is the other day I attended the Ahmadi stream. Okay, I was being challenged repeatedly on Twitter and elsewhere to come and face five Ahmadis alone. I was being called a coward, was being called, people were posting memes of people running away, things like that, that Adnan Rashid is running away, Adnan Rashid. So I was in my bed and I received messages that you better wake up because you are a coward. So I woke up and I asked myself this question, am I a coward? So I went on the stream and I saw a very nice, rosy looking gentleman, nicely dressed, talking beautifully, very nicely to their audience. And I was pleasantly surprised that are these the same people who came to our stream the other day, shouting, screaming, interjecting, saying all sorts of things and not allowing us to finish our sentences. I mean, it turned into a war zone the other day, the stream, right? Hashim, you can remember that, right? Yeah. So I was surprised. I was actually thinking, are these the same people? Razi and Brother Ahmed there. Now, you come to our stream and the behavior changes completely, as you've already shown. Okay? Please try to understand that we want to have a very decent conversation. The purpose of the stream is to educate people, not confuse people. So we want straight answers in your own time when you are given the chance to give answers. In your own time, straight answers, no waffling, no beating around the bush, no changing the topic, no start indulging in discussions that are not relevant. You talk about usul, you don't have an usul. You have no usul. You change usul as you go along. You change colors like chameleon lizards. Okay, when we pose a question, you start changing the topic, you start raising questions about the Prophet of Islam, you start talking about the Quran, you start raising questions about hadith. This is what you do. This is the game you play. When you know you cannot defend Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, the game you start playing is change the topic. Start talking about Wafat al-Masih. Start talking about Khatam al-Nubuwa. Start talking about da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then what happens? The real question is unanswered. The question is, again, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself said, if one of my prophecies was to be false, one out of 100, one was to be false, then I am a liar. All we have to show today is one false prophecy, one of which we have already shown, and clearly you don't have a response, and you're throwing things to us from the verses of the Quran, and this verse means this, this verse means that, this hadith means this, what about the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's not the answer. The answer is defend Mirza. Defend Mirza. Mirza said, I will live for 40 years after I announce my messiahship, after I am appointed on my messianic mission. Over to you, Brother Imtiaz, and then we can go to Ahmed.
JazakAllah khair, Brother Adnan. Inshallah, very quickly, without wasting anybody's time, basically, in principle, in usul, we agree with this, okay, that it is the ulama, the scholars, they can tell us that what any prophecy mean. But the problem here is, in the last stream, Razi said that according to Ahmadiyya, Ghulam Ahmad is Hakam and Adal. They are not going to take hadith as the we Muslim take. Rather, if any hadith is confirmed and accepted by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, they will just take it as a authentic hadith. Now, first of all, it is a prophecy. And secondly, because Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is saying, and he is basically referring to a hadith. Now, which hadith? They have to prove this, because Mirza is quoting the hadith, not us. He said that hadith is telling us that when Masih Ma'ud will come, his mission will be 40 years. Now, if Brother Ahmad is trying to say that this prophecy did not complete it in its apparent form, that it says 40 years, but Mirza Sahab did not complete 40 years. So my first point is, Ahmad has to admit that what is the wording of the prophecy, it was not fulfilled. And after that, if he wants to give it a second meaning, go for it very quickly. You can give it a second meaning. We can discuss that, is this second meaning within the scope of the text? Because the problem is, you cannot just give meaning to a text which cannot be substantiated from the text itself. So we have no problem. But just 2 points, okay? Number one, you need to concede, if you want to, that the prophecy was not fulfilled in its apparent form, number one. After that, give us a very quickly the secondary meaning which you want to give and then prove that meaning from the text. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ahmed, you want to come in?
Yes, thank you so much. So, yeah. Brother Hashim, there has to be some fairness. I can't just be given 2 minutes to reply to an allegation.
One second.
Brother Adnan, you have to be honest here.
1 second.
Okay, go on. You said 1 second. Stick to a second.
Yeah, listen to him. Come on, Ahmed. Just listen to what Adnan has said. Yeah, Adnan, we can hear you. Go ahead. To repeat
Brother Muhammad Imtiaz's point, if you are saying now that the apparent meaning of the words is not fulfilled, then you have to admit it, be honest about it, because clearly they're not fulfilled. Mirza did not live for 40 years after his advent as the promised Messiah. This is a historic fact. No one can deny it on this planet. So I'm clarifying this so that the audience follows us. The audience knows where we're going.
Okay. Thank you.
So Mirza, one second, Ahmed. I'm finishing right now. You will have your 2 minutes. So yes. Mirza claimed that after my advent as the promised Messiah, I will live for 40 years. Mm-hmm. So if the apparent meaning was not fulfilled, which it was not, because he died before 40 years after his advent, okay, then what is the meaning? Okay, first you accept, first you admit.
You're breaking
is
up
the apparent meaning fulfilled? And if it's not, then talk. Go ahead. Over to you. 2 minutes.
Brother Adnan, you know, the thing is, whenever I've spoken to you, and I think my time begins, there's a revelation
over of
the
to Ahmed.
There's a revelation of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he says, "Man amani'u min as-sama." It seems as Allah the Almighty puts something on your tongue that, you know, you every time you come, something happens to your stream. It's been like 3 or 4 times. So you have to look into that as well. I don't know what is going on. But every time you come with these allegations, something happens to your stream. But let's get back to the point. I mentioned with regards to this reference, the promised Messiah is quoting a hadith, okay? And he says underneath that Allah, according to the prophecy mentioned in Izalai Oham, Tamanina Hawlan aw Qareeban min Dhalik, which he has quoted numerous places, 80 years or thereabouts. We have your own scholars, Mawlana Sanaullah Amritsari, if you want to see it, those who are his opponents. They themselves admitted and accepted that the prophecy has been fulfilled. And if you want, I will show you on the screen for the viewers to see. But the point that I'm making here, and another beautiful point with regards to Samanina Hawlan aw Qareeban min Dhalik, is the fact that the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah the Almighty informed him about his demise. In 1905, he receives the revelation and Allah tells him, 2 or 3 mouthfuls of water has remained. 3 mouthfuls of water has remained. Exact 3 years later, in 1908, he passes away. Okay? So what you've come up with, you think you're very clever, you've come up with this thing is, but this is not even a prophecy. You started off with a prophecy. This is not a prophecy. He's quoting a hadith and he's deducting a meaning from it. Okay? He's not prophesizing it. There's a different thing. Okay? Otherwise, I can mention to you many a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which would go in line with this thinking of yours. But why I'm bringing you back to the usul is because then I'm going to cover that in those usul. Okay? So please, as scholars, first of all, let your listeners understand what are the usul of prophecies. What does Quran say about them? What does ahadith say about them? Because you are claiming to be scholars here. Brother Imtiaz, as I said, he's sitting there. I know you love going to the, you know, to the writings of the Prophet Messiah and take bits and pieces from there like the Jews did. But what I'm telling you to do is explain to us whether the prophecies of a prophet, right, they are to be fulfilled in its actual word, or can there be another understanding? Can you answer that point? That whatever the prophet says, it has to be fulfilled word for word. Is that true, or is this a statement of kufr? This is my, because this is a Q&A. I'm asking you this question. Please answer.
Brother Ahmed, it's better you complete your time and then we'll talk.
Yeah, his time is over. His time is
his
up.
Time,
it's already over. Subhanallah.
Yes. Yeah.
2 minutes.
It's already over.
Okay, take more 30 seconds. Please take it.
Okay, okay. So this is not how we treated Brother Adnan, though, but it's okay. It's okay. We know how he is. Okay. So I was saying to him, Brother Adnan, and my simple question is this, and I'm going to repeat this question, whether the understanding of a prophet with regards to any, because this is not a prophecy, first of all. This is his statement with regards to Wahi. The prophecy or the revelation the Promised Messiah Islam himself received was Thamanina Hawlan aw Qareeban min Dhalik. We have his opponents who accepted that the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam have lived that time. He has completed that time. So this statement, the furthest thing you can say is his misunderstanding. Right? And I can present to you numerous examples from the ahadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam where he said something. Right? For instance, let me give you one example.
Your time's up.
Just last statement. I'll request for 10 seconds, please. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw in a vision that Abu Jahl has accepted Islam. Okay? What happened? It was never fulfilled in Abu Jahl. It was fulfilled in Ikramah. So the fulfillment of the prophecy, fulfillment itself explained what the revelation meant. Okay? So when Ikramah accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he accepted Islam later on, the prophecy and the understanding became apparent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. This is just one example. But let's continue this, and inshallah, people will realize how flawed your usul are with regards to prophecies. And I only asked you one question with regards to Wada and Wa'id, and you don't even know it. You don't mention a single verse from the Quran or a single hadith of the Prophet. So why? How are you representing?
Okay, Ahmed, your time's up. Come on. Let Muhammad Imtiaz answer now. Go ahead, Muhammad.
So, Bismillah. So, first of all, Brother Ahmed, Alhamdulillah, we know that what's the meaning of Wada and Wa'id. But, brother, we need to stick with the topic so that we don't want to waste people's time because in the last stream, this is what happened. There were many tangents and the actual topic was lost. So, we want to stick with the topic. Inshallah, if you want to have a discussion on the Usulul Tafsir, inshallah, we can do it separately. Okay. Now, first of all, because Brother Ahmed is mentioning many times Samanina Hawla, I just want to explain, people don't know, he's referring that the age of Ghulam Ahmad was predicted according to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. It's going to be 80 years or close to it. No problem, inshallah. We'll discuss their prophecy as well. No problem at all. We are simply saying, and by the way, I don't know if you made any new point in the last 5 minutes because I already said that we already accept the usul that if you want to give a text a secondary meaning, we accept this usul, okay? But the only thing we need to stick with is that the text needs to permit this. It has to be within the scope of interpretation of the text, okay? We cannot give a meaning to a text which cannot be inferred from the text itself, number one, okay? And number two, my brother, is that please, I'm asking you a second time, if you want to give it a secondary meaning, go for it. But please, first you need to accept that the apparent meaning is not fulfilled. Okay, you accept this, you concede this, then inshallah give a secondary meaning, we can discuss that.
Ahmed, that the primary meaning is not fulfilled.
Ahmed, are you there?
Yeah. I'm listening. I just want.
Can I just add continue. One point, brother Hashim? Just one point to add in this one.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The point I want to add is this. First, please follow the logical order. First, concede that the apparent meaning is not fulfilled, and then you are more than welcome. Give us a secondary meaning. We can discuss that. And my second point is, you are saying again and again, it's not a prophecy, my brother. When something about the future is said, what is it called? Okay.
Prophecy.
And now in this one, we are not quoting this hadith, because if we will quote the hadith, then as Razi said last time, that for them, the usul of hadith are different. We are simply saying that Mirza Sahib in his book has accepted this hadith. He said, according to this hadith, Masih Maud, after coming in this world, and after making the claim, he will live for 40 years. It is something about the future. When something is said about the future, it's called a prophecy.
Go ahead, Ahmed.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to. If you're going to just stick to this thing, right, with regards to this, as I've already explained to you, you can't take a single statement and just say, you know, this is all it is. If the Prophet Muhammad did not have other revelations and prophecies with regards to his end, which was not just about just about 40 years or so, he spoke how his ending will take place. He specifically mentioned. And Allah the Almighty had informed, even Ibrahim Ahmadiyya, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas, Allah the Almighty would protect you. All of these things in his lifetime, you are like, you know, the disbelievers who go towards mutashabihat and leave muhkamat. There are countless prophecies of the promised Messiah that you are intentionally avoiding. As I said, this is not a prophecy. He is saying here, he's quoting a hadith, but underneath he's saying, thamanina hawlan aw qariban min dhalik. What does it translate to? 80 years or thereabouts. Did the promised Messiah live near the 80 years or thereabouts or not? That's the question I'm asking you. He lived near 80 years. The plague took place in India, which killed millions of people. He was in the epicenter where the plague took place. Yet Allah the Almighty killed those 10 million people. But the Messiah was not killed. All of his opponents, your scholars from Ahl Hadith, Rashid Gangohi, and all of these people were killed in that, those who made prayers against the promised Messiah. You're not going to mention that because this is the deceit of the Jews. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in my ummah will also remember the Jews who would oppose the Messiah. And this is exactly what happened. And we're seeing it in front of our eyes that the Jews, just as they take the aspect of the prophecy from Jesus' lifetime and they say it hasn't been fulfilled, and they're waiting for thousands of years for him to return. Similarly, Muslims, you are waiting for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to descend. And I'm going to say this last thing. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, in his time, you will die and not see the descent of Christ. Your progeny will die. They will not see the descent of Christ. Brother, this in itself is a prophecy. When Nawab Sadiq Hasan Khan in Iqtarab al-Sa'ah and his son was speaking about that the Mahdi should appear in few years or so, right? And you made, Adnan, many videos about him as well, and I've seen it. What do you say about, you know, all of those things? The point is, brother, you don't have a Messiah. You don't have nothing. You have an hypothesis in your hand. And you're basically defending the hypothesis. And you can do that till the day of judgment. I challenge you. You mentioned one. I would mention the prophecy about plague, about Lake Haram, you know, about his message reaching the corners of the earth, about him being protected and not being killed. What about those prophecies? Why are you not mentioning this? Based on this criterion, last thing. Based on this criterion that you mentioned.
You've already said your last thing.
Don't interject.
Ahmed, you were given 2 minutes. You always want
Is it finished?
To go over time.
Is it finished?
And then you say we are unfair.
Is it finished? I'll stop. Is it finished?
It's finished, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go silent.
Go ahead, Adnan.
Adnan, I can just add.
Yeah, go ahead, make a point. I think Adnan's frozen again.
Yeah. So, my brother Ahmed, first of all, everybody can see. Sometimes you're calling us like the Jews, sometimes like the Kuffar. So people should see this.
I never said Kuffar. Akhi. Don't
brother, me. Brother, people.
Because Rasulullah said Jews. Rasulullah said Jews. He said, just as a shoe resembles
the Jew. You're interjecting. Can you let him finish, Ahmed?
But he's lying about me. Please.
You can make the correction afterwards. You're the one who said to stick to the rules, and you're breaking it every time. You don't do this on your streams. Why are you doing it on our streams? Is this some sort of a trick, some sort of a tactic? It doesn't work like that. Please, Ahmed, just respect the decorum, and then we can all have a nice dialogue and something that is productive, inshallah. So I think Brother Adnan's suffering with this internet again, unfortunately. He's in Africa, and maybe the internet there is
not. Inshallah, can I just talk now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Brother Ahmed, no problem. I don't want to waste people's time. People can see that if you said as Jews or not, whatever, let's not go to on that, okay? If you said, may Allah forgive you, okay, brother? So what I'm trying to say is, Brother Ahmed, you said that there are other revelations as well which needs to be considered when understanding and interpreting this revelation. Once again, number one, have you conceded or do you have the courage to concede that the apparent meaning of completing 40 years was not fulfilled? And after that, you are more than welcome. We have to be fair, and inshallah, we'll be fair. You can give us a secondary meaning. We can discuss that secondary meaning, no problem at all. Secondly, as you said that there are other revelations as well, we need to consider that. My question to you, please answer the question first directly in your time, and then you can add something on the top of that. My question to you is, regarding these 40 years of completion of Messiah, did Mirza receive any other revelation on this 40 years thing? And if he did, please bring it to us. Because you are trying to say, and you are trying to give the impression to the audience, that there are other revelations regarding this point that Messiah will complete 40 years, and we are hiding those other revelations. So I am inviting you, please bring those other revelations in which Mirza corrected or Mirza added or he amended the period of 40 years. So please, you need to bring that. Now, you are talking about the age of the Messiah, not a problem at all. We have everything ready. Be it the Lekram, be it Abdullah Atam, everything is ready. But obviously, we have to go step by step. So just to summarize, number one, you need to concede first that the apparent meaning is not fulfilled. Then we can discuss the secondary meaning. And point number two is, you are saying repeatedly that we are hiding something and just mentioning few of them. No, if you think and if your claim is, that on this subject that Messiah will complete 40 years after he will make his claim. If we are hiding any of the prophecy of Mirza on this topic, bring it.
Let me very quickly come in. Hashim, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Okay. Let me burst the bubble, the plague bubble. Okay. Let me kill the plague, inshallah, metaphorically. Because our friends here love metaphors. Okay. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani, in his book Daf al Bala, page 5, states, Qadian remained free from the plague because the Prophet and Messiah of God was residing there. Is that clear, guys?
Yeah.
Hashim, is that clear? Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani, in his book Daf al Bala, page 5, states, Qadian remained free from the plague because the Prophet and Messiah of God was residing there. Then in his book Haqiqatul Wahi, page 84, he writes, in the days of the plague, when Qadian was under its attack, my son Bashir Ahmed fell ill. I will repeat. In the days of the plague, when Qadian was under its attack, my son Bashir Ahmed fell ill. So in one place, Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani is saying that Qadian, his city was protected from plague because the Prophet and the Messiah of God was in the city, talking about himself. Then in Haqiqatul Wahi, he goes on to admit the plague did indeed attack the city of Qadian. Not only that, his own son, Bashir Ahmed, fell ill. There goes your plague house of cards. There goes your plague claim or your plague prophecy. This is the reality. Wait. So this is the kind of person we're dealing with, who is not only contradicting himself, he doesn't even know what he's saying. Okay, over to you, Imtiaz bhai. Over to you, very quickly.
Inshallah, 30 seconds, just want to say very quickly. Brother Ahmed, we are not going to discuss about the prophecy of plague, okay? Because this is exactly what happened last time. And please, we are more than happy to discuss that. But after we will finish this first prophecy, because I said already, prophecy means when something about the future is said. And Mirza Sahib is saying that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has said. Now, if you will say that this prophecy is not fulfilled, then you need to explain to us that according to Mirza, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu said that this will happen and it did not happen. Then basically, Mirza Sahib is putting a blame on Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu as well, because he said this is the hadith. Okay. And this hadith is, and if you will want, I'll give you more references. This hadith is accepted by Mirza Sahib. So there is, we don't need to present the hadith. So please, point number one. First, you need to concede, brother, that the primary meaning is not fulfilled. After that, number two, the point number two is you need to bring those revelations on the subject of 40 years of messiahship, which I am hiding, Adnan Bhai is hiding. Please bring all of those references, okay? And inshallah, after we finish this one, we will discuss what you are saying again and again, Samadina Haulan. We will discuss the age, that this prophecy about the 80 years of age. We have a lot of material on this one. We'll discuss that. But please, let's go in a logical order. Again, lastly, I'm saying, please concede that the primary meaning is not fulfilled, number one. And number two, give us those revelations which we are hiding from Mirza Sahib, please.
Okay, so we are already 1 hour into the stream, and I've seen Brother Muhammad Imtiaz repeating the same question over and over again. Yeah, yeah. For the last 1 hour, Ahmed, you have not conceded whether the apparent meaning of the prophecy has been fulfilled. If it has not, please tell us so. And if it has, then you, if there's a secondary meaning to it, like Brother Muhammad Imtiaz say this is a secondary meaning. It hasn't been fulfilled, and this is the second remaining. Otherwise, we are just repeating ourselves. I will bring in the other Hamadis. We are not going to respond. This is your last chance, because 1 hour is more than enough, I think.
It's my last chance. So I did not avoid it. I did not digress from the topic. I mentioned from the very get-go that this is not a prophecy. You have to explain what a prophecy is. This is not a prophecy. This is the promised Messiah's statement, where he says, Samanina hawlan aw qareeban min dhalik, and then he says, it appears that the tenure of my mission will extend to 40 years. It appears. It appears. I'm telling you, I'm repeating for you so you understand. It goes into your brain. And it is Allah who knows best. When we say, Wallahu a'lam, it is not definite. Okay? So to reply to you in another form, I want to say that a prophet can make a mistake in interpreting a prophecy. This is not to say this was a mistake, because it wasn't even a prophecy, first of all. He's saying, Allahu Alam. But from the Quran, based on your criterion, right? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, when he was building his fulk, وَكُلَّمَا مَرَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. They laughed at it, okay? And Allah said, وَنَادَ نُوحُ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ بْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Oh Allah, you told me. Oh Allah, you told me you will protect my son. What did Allah say? قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Oh Noah, he is surely not of thy family. He is indeed a man of unrighteous conduct. So what I'm trying to say to you, based on the criterion that you're trying to make, it always falls back on your face, Adnan. The point, I've answered that. I haven't digressed from the topic. I've said this is not a prophecy. This is his statement. This is his statement with regards to it. At the end of which he says, did he say, I will definitely live for 80 years? He didn't say that. He did not say that. He said, it appears. And then he says, Wallahu alam. Okay. Now, the second point, but the moment Imtiaz made, that I was saying you are hiding.
2 minutes are over. 2 minutes are over. He's waffling. 2 minutes are over. Okay.
Look,
Imtiaz.
So, Ahmed, you know, this is what I wanted to avoid. You know, the reputation. You kept saying it's not a prophecy. Brother Muhammad Imtiaz clearly read it in Urdu, which is the book written by Mirza. So I don't understand. When you say, instead of using the term prophecy, you're using saying this is his statement. Well, statements of prophets are prophecies. Yeah, it's clear.
Prophecies?
I didn't say no. There's a difference. I don't think any prophet says, okay, I'm now going to make a prophecy. And this is the prophecy.
Are all statements of a prophet as prophecy?
Let Brother Muhammad Imtiaz answer that.
No, you made a statement, Brother Hashim.
I made Imtiaz, but he made the same statement. He's already said that before. So let Brother Muhammad Imtiaz answer that. Yes. Go ahead.
So, inshallah, this is the last time, inshallah, I'm just going to say on this prophecy, because then we have to move on. We're already more than 1 hour into the stream. We're only discussing the first point. So, brothers, inshallah, this is a summary from my side. And please, I want listeners to understand and to listen this summary, inshallah, in 2 minutes, and then decide that who was hiding and what not. Okay. Point number one. Mm-hmm. Brother Ahmed is again and again from the get going, he's saying it is not a prophecy. I want audience to please listen again. When a prophet is making a statement And in that statement, he is saying something about the future. What is it? Number one. Number two, in this one, it is not that Mirza is making a statement only. Please understand that how important it is. He is saying that according to Hadith, please think about this. He is saying according to Hadith, Masih-e-Maud, after he will be appointed as Masih-e-Maud and he will come second time, he will complete 40 years. It is not just a statement of Mirza Sahib himself. According to Mirza Sahib, it is a hadith as well. Okay. And if this statement is something about the future, everybody knows. If a statement coming from a prophet, which says something about the future, this is exactly what is called prophecy. Okay. And last point is, okay, everybody can see here, in this last rebuttal, Brother Ahmad was saying that even the prophets can make mistakes in interpreting the prophecies or the statement. Now, hang on a second. We are not going to discuss any prophets. We're not going to discuss anything. We are going to stick with this one. Actually, Ahmad has conceded. Please note the point. Ahmad has conceded that Mirza Sahib made the mistake. That's why he wanted to bring the other prophets to hide Mirza's mistake. Brothers, wallahi, sometimes the Ahmadis, they say to us, oh, we have to be emotional in these cases, brothers. When you are trying to defend your prophet, ma'azallah, by throwing all the prophet under the bus, is that fair? My brother, people can see, people can listen. You already conceded, but you don't have the courage. You don't have the courage to say that the primary meaning was not fulfilled, number one. And number two, I challenge you, you cannot give a secondary meaning to this prophecy, which is within the text, within the scope of the text. My brother, you may be thinking, I'm just first time here. I'm reading this topic for years, okay? Mm-hmm. I have in front of me how Ahmadiyya has given secondary meaning. I wish you would have bring those secondary meaning so people can see that how you take those secondary meaning which have no basis in the text, okay? My brother, I'm
sorry, before Adnan comes in, yeah. I just want Brother Imtiaz to repeat the prophecy once again audience to make sure this is not just some nilly-willy statement somebody made. Yeah. It is something which is with assertion. So please repeat it in Urdu and also in English, inshallah.
Okay, no problem. So my brothers, there are many references for this prophecy. I quoted two of them. One of them I quoted, which is the primary quotation for this case. And that is in Ruhani Khazain, volume 17, page number 311. And this book is called in Urdu, Tohfa Golarviya. Okay. In Urdu, Mirza Sahib writes, Masih-e-Maud, Daave ke baad, 40 saal zinda rahega. Hadith se sirf isi qadar maloom hota hai ke Masih-e-Maud apne daave ke baad 40 baras duniya mein rahega. Mirza Sahib is saying that according to Hadith, when the promised Messiah will come and when he will make his claim of Messiahship, after that he will live in this dunya for 40 years. And in this statement, Mirza Sahib is not only making a statement, he is saying it is a Hadith. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is we have references, multiple references. For example, Mirza Sahib has said in 1905 to 1907, because the book is called Burahin, volume 5. And this was written between 1905 to 1907. In this book, Mirza Sahib said that my mission has been out there for 25 years. And in 1908, Mirza Sahib died. So clearly, Mirza Sahib said that the Hadith says that the Masih will remain in this dunya for his mission for 40 years. And then he himself said that I have completed 25 years in 1907. And then he died next year. So he clearly did not fulfill this sign. Please understand the point. This is a sign Mirza Sahib is quoting.
Good. I will repeat.
Sign of Messiah, and this sign is not completed. So now you only have two options. Option number one, please, ma'azallah, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, and something did not fulfill. We cannot believe this. The second option is, Mirza Sahib gave this sign did not complete. So He is not a Messiah.
Okay. So, to summarize what Brother Imtiaz has said already, that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani said in 1907 that my mission has been around for 25 years. And he himself quoted the hadith saying that the promised Messiah, which he claimed to be himself, here from the promised Messiah, we understand Mirza to be claiming himself to be the promised Messiah. So he's saying the promised Messiah after his advent will remain alive for 40 years, according to the hadith. He quotes the hadith in this support. In 1907, he acknowledges that my mission has been going for 25 years. And then he dies in 1908, the next year. That makes his mission 26 years. That means Mirza is a liar. That means Mirza was 14 years short of his own prophecy, which he used a hadith for support. Okay, for which he used a hadith to support his prophecy. So Mirza was 14 years short of the prophecy. Therefore, he was a liar. Now, it doesn't stop there. I want to quickly move on because Ahmad is clearly not paying attention and he's not going to concede. He's not going to say that.
It's been like 20 indeed, minutes. 20 once minutes
again,
or so.
Once again. No problem. This is not a debate. This is not a debate.
Great
don't interject.
Great courtesy and respect. Well done.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Remember the other day on the stream, five of you were speaking for 20, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I was listening patiently, taking notes.
But we didn't give
take
you 2 minutes.
Now.
We gave you 10 minutes to, 5 to 10 minutes to speak.
But this is not a stream. Well, yeah, that stream, Ahmed, that stream was specifically dedicated to this Ajiz, this miskeen. You were challenging me by name on Twitter and elsewhere. You were sending out shots at me saying, where are you, coward? Where are you? Ahmed, listen. Mute him. Hashim, mute him, please. Hashim, mute him, please. He's getting emotional. He's getting emotional. Ahmed, you and your company, five of you, were sending shots at me, challenging me, where are you, Adnan Rashid, the coward, where are you? So I was talking to five people and you were talking for nearly 10, 15 minutes each time. And then I was taking notes and responding patiently. So in that light, we should proceed. Now, very quickly, I want to raise a very, very important point. Before you come in, okay, Imtiaz Bhai, go ahead.
I just for the sake of the record of this stream, I want to make it very clear. Because Brother Ahmed was giving this impression that maybe there are other revelations on the topic of that Messiah will complete 40 years and we did not quote this. I challenge any Ahmadi brother can come even now. We have not hidden any of those. There is no revelation on this topic. These were the only revelations he mentioned that he will complete 40 years and everybody can see. And by the way, in all honesty, our topic has completed. Okay, we don't need to even move forward because Mirza Sahib said,
exactly.
If one of my sign is not proven to be true, I am a liar and my claim is finished. Okay, now everybody
Absolutely.
Can see, they can watch this last 1 hour. We have already established that this sign was not fulfilled and no secondary meaning has ever been given to this sign, which is within the scope of the text, because you can give any meaning. It has to be within the scope of interpretation.
Okay, so I want to move on from this very quickly, and yeah. I want to give a chance to other Ahmadis who may not be as agenda-driven as Ahmad was. So before I do that, I want to put my case systematically in front of the Ahmadi community. They don't know the avalanche we have. They don't know. Okay, let me present my case very quickly. Okay, prophecy about his age. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani writes about his own age, okay, in his book, Dafal Waswas, page 288. He writes, God has commanded that not only the people of this generation should be benefited by the words of my prophecies, but also that the people of future generations should be provided with a great sign, such as you will be 80 years of age, a few years more or few less than that. This is what he says. But hold on a second. There is trickery in the words of this prophecy. For it sets no definite age limit and is open to both ends, like Ahmad has been playing games. In another prophecy, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is more definite about his age. And he goes as follows. The words of the prophecy promise that my age will be between 74 years and 86 years. This is taken from Mirza's book, Burhan al-Ahmadiyya, volume 5, page 97. We're giving references step by step, systematically. We are giving references so that no Ahmadi can claim that we are making these things up. Okay, we're not just a bunch of fools who are going to reject someone who's truthful, or we're not going to attack an innocent person of lying. We're not going to accuse an innocent person of lying. We have evidence, black and white evidence of his lies. And keep following me. This is going to be slightly long, about 3 minutes, but please follow, paying attention. Pay attention, everyone. Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis, pay attention. So he said, the words of the prophecy promise that my age will be between 74 years and 86 years. From the combination of these two prophecies, it is evident that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad should have died within these two limits, 74 and 86. He died, in fact, at the age of 69. Even this claim of Mirza in Burhan al-Ahmadiyya was not fulfilled. This is actually a prophecy because he himself uses the word prophecy. And I repeat again, the words of the prophecy promise that my age will be between 74 years and 86. And we know Mirza died at 69. According to most records, including records put down by his own sons and his first Khalifa, Hakim Nuruddin, they testified that Mirza was born in 1839. Okay, Mirza himself gave his age in a court case, as we will see in due course. Okay, so if he was born in 1839 and he died in 1908, that makes him 69 years old. And according to his own prophecy, he said that I will die between 74 years and 86 years. That makes him a liar. This is another gift for the Ahmadi missionaries like Ahmad. Before I proceed, I would like Ahmad to come in and comment specifically on this prophecy, which is more specific. Because before that, Ahmad was playing games. Ahmad was saying, oh, he said 80, more or less 80, more or less 80, possibly a bit more or a bit less. But in this prophecy, Mirza was very, very specific. I will die between the age of 74 and 86. Okay? He died at 69. Over to you, Ahmad, 2 minutes.
Okay. So, Ahmad, this is your last say, basically. I'm going to bring in another copy okay, after you. This. So okay. Please, because so it's been like all, more than 1 hour, yeah, 20 minutes.
Fine. So I didn't have Nishane Asmani open in front of me. While they were speaking for 25 minutes or so, I opened in front of me. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in Urdu, yani is roz se jo wo imam mulhim ho kar apne tain zahir karega. That from that day when that person would present himself as someone who receives revelation. Okay, 40 baras tak zindagi karega. Okay, now the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, right, received his revelation in about 1860s, and I'm going to give you the exact date here. So based on that, he fulfills the criterion that you're men mentioning, because the point that's being mentioned here, yani is roz jo wo imam mulhim hokar apne tain zahir karega 40 baras tak zindagi karega. اب واضح رہے کہ یہ عاجز اپنی عمر کے 40ویں برس میں دعوت حق کے لیے بالہام خاص مامور کیا گیا اور بشارت دی گئی کہ 80 برس تک یا اس کے قریب تری عمر ہے. So it's a long reference. But the point is, and I'm although this is my last time, I know you want to take other people, specifically and generally with regards to the age of the Promised Messiah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, till today in the community there is اختلاف on the day the Promised there's differences of opinion with regards to research about the Promised Messiah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's birthday. And they know that, right? just as there is ikhtilaf and you know on the birthday of the Holy Prophet peace be upon him as well. Okay, so this is, you know, and there's a whole research where 1835 is mentioned, 1837 is mentioned, and there's numerous other things, you know, other dates I mentioned. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that specifically to choose this revelation about which they know that the person's birthday is not even fully known, it wasn't written down, tells you that there's already ambiguity about his date of birth. Okay, and to choose that specifically is to confuse the conversation and take it away from all of those other prophecies which have been fulfilled to the word, to the word. And this is exactly the case with, you know, the opponents of Islam as well. But if you want to go into the detail of this specific prophecy with you know, you with regards to his date, then there has to be a proper format, and we welcome you, and we can discuss that in detail. But the point is, why is it the case, and the question is, that you deliberately choose something, and you know that his birthday is something that is it wasn't written down when he was born, right? And you know there are several opinions on that.
All right, thank you, Ahmed. Jazakallah khair. We are going to bring in another Qadiani, but Jazakallah khair for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.